Do you think there are more sort of political or issue-based films around at the moment?
There are some more political-based films. They're really focusing on what could be called, you know, the black diaspora. In the case of Steve McQueen's film, 12 Years a Slave, which is an adaptation of a diary written in the 19th century in America by a black man who was living in New York with his family. He'd been liberated, he wasn't a slave, but then he gets taken by some guys to do a job away from his home, and they actually physically take him to a plantation and he becomes enslaved. What's interesting about the way that he approaches this is that most slave narratives or slave films previously will have been focusing on slaves who have just been taken from Africa and then put into a situation in America. So he's turned it on its head. Politically, it's interesting because he's a British filmmaker, obviously Afro-Caribbean background. He's made a film about slavery in America, and there seems to have been a neglect in covering such a singularly remarkable phenomenon like slavery in America by writers and directors. It's been hinted at in other films, and there have been slave narratives, but nothing that's tried to show the brutality and the violence and the oppression and generally the impact on the society within the black community. One of the actual incremental changes that's happened in America has been achieved through having their first black president. So there is a kind of an opening and an awakening to look more closely at this period, but it's taken a British director to do that.
Do you think there'll be more films then? Do you think this is the beginning of something new?
It is the beginning of something new. Hollywood, on the American film system, you know, if it finds something is successful commercially, then it'll run down that road. And so there will be more films of this nature. In fact, there are a number of films that are going to be released in the next few months, which also pick up on the slave background. And there's a British director, Amma Asante, and she has a second movie out. It's called Belle. And this is a really interesting story of a British plantation owner in Jamaica who fathers a young mixed-race girl and brings her back to the UK, and he wants her to be part of his family and part of society, entering the full circuit of late 18th century courtly manners, etc. The film looks at how that young late teenage woman copes with the circumstances and how the reactions of the aristocracy at the time. So it basically is a way of rewriting and relooking at our own history. There's always scope for political films, and I'm encouraged as a lover of films. We're also a lover of films that are trying to say something new. We've got a new generation of filmmakers coming through, Steve McQueen being one of them. But there's also Claire Bernard with her film The Selfish Giant, Carol Morley. What's interesting about this group is they were what I would call more artist filmmakers a decade ago, and the opportunities have now opened up for them from the British Film Institute to express their views more cogently in feature film form, and they will be bringing more politically challenging themes to bear.